Phillip Stakes.
Cannington Station, it was very impressive at Mowi, winning a maiden.
Yeah, really nice horse. Happy with him, and it's a good barrier to every little place in that race.
Which one?
Cannington Station.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Cannington Station's going to win again. Stokes and Allen get a double. It is Cannington Station.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yeah, very good day yesterday, Phillip Stokes, getting two minutes for us.
Boom,
just
boom.
Worked out something during that ad break. It's very difficult to say Tabcorp Park.
Oh, look.
Try and say it quickly.
Tabcorp Park.
Yeah, so there you go. You didn't have the P on the end.
Yeah, I did.
Tabcorp Park.
Tabcorp Park.
It's hard Tabcorp to say. Park. Hard to say. Anyway, the information for today, Cranbourne conditions, rail position is true the entire. Track condition is a good 4. Penetrometer is 5.38. That's the information we've got for
but
you.
But we've got Ballarat. That's Cranbourne's the night meeting.
Yeah, we just sort of haven't got the Ballarat information.
Are we on the wax?
At this time.
No, I think we're on the turf, but it'd be nice down there.
Well, we're going to talk to Dylan O'Neill, who is the Ballarat track manager.
Yeah, that'll help.
That information. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
We're definitely not on the wax if we're talking to you.
No, that's right.
What have we got this afternoon?
So we're on a good four today. The running rail is out 7 metres from the 600 to the winning post, 5 metres from the winning post to the 1600, and true for the remainder. Bit of mouthful.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're happy with what you've got, obviously, surface-wise?
Yeah, there's very nice given in the track. We're only 15 degrees today. We've sort of had a second spurt of winter this week. So
yeah.
It's been very cold, and so the track's remained fairly soft. So, yeah, good for the penetrometers, 5.73.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it.
No worries.
All right, let's swing straight into Peter Snowden.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now, you've got three going to Ballarat. In the first, Yulong Power, and you've put the blinkers on.
Yep.
What can you tell us about this three-year-old colt?
Oh, his last couple of runs has been okay. Nice horse. He's just a bit green. He's one of these overseas horses that sort of didn't do a lot of racing before he came here. And used to just working up hills, straight lines, and not round corners racing. And he's just been a bit lost. But I think the blinkers will make a big difference to him today. I think it's been an improvement from him. Expecting to run well, actually.
And in race two, you got the Toppy Giottini, Tino?
Giottino, yep.
Yeah, and Hulong Base. And you're using the blinkers on both as well.
Yep, they're similar horses. They've all had a couple of starts now, and they're doing similar things. It's getting lost mid-race. So, shame we've got those two have got to meet. They're both in. They'd be knocking on the door to win, but I just think the blinkers just might find that extra leg today, and I expect both of them to run very good.
Well, Pete, we know you've got to zero it down to one out of those three. They all sound like good chances.
They do. I think they've all got a good hope. I think probably Giottino is the best of the three of them, but hopefully one of them do something.
And while we've got you, tomorrow, big day all around the country. Can you steer us into one?
Tough day. We get rain up here, which we think hasn't come yet, but it is forecast that this afternoon and all night tonight, so that changes things around a lot tomorrow. So hopefully what? Melbourne, city down there called California Zimbal, having the first start tomorrow at Caulfield. Telling the city that goes quite well.
Perfect, Pete. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for your time.
You're welcome, guys. Cheers.
All right, let's go straight into George. He's got about 30 seconds before the news. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Adam. How are we going?
I'm very well, thank you. Unfortunately, we've only got time for your numbers today. What have you got?
No, I give you my numbers. There's not much time these days. First leg, 5 and 7. That's what we're talking to Caulfield tomorrow with a good race as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. 5 and 7, yep.
Yeah, second leg, 2 and 4.
Yep.
Third leg, 5 and 11.
5 and 11.
And the lucky last, 2 and 8. I tried to get before Dean Lester because I get infos about Dean Lester too many times.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, well, thank you for that, George. We'll give you more time next week when half's back.
Oh, we hope so anyway.
George there with his look at Caulfield, but more importantly, Dean Lester, his look at Caulfield. That's next on RSN.